Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. First days are often important and critical times in our lives. Can you remember some important first days in your life? Do you recall the first day of school, whether it was kindergarten or high school or maybe graduate school or perhaps college? Do you remember your first day of being married or when you first became a parent? Do you remember your first day at your current job or the one that you might have retired from? Can you remember your very first Sunday here at Emmaus? These first days are often influential and impactful moments in our lives. First days create our first thoughts and our first impressions, and bad ones can be really hard to shake. But these days show us what to expect, and they can give us a glimpse of what the future may hold for us. This morning, our text is about Christ's first day of public ministry in the Gospel of Mark. And this day helps us to understand what Jesus was going to do and what he was going to expect. Jesus is going to heal, he is going to teach, he is going to preach, and he is going to face controversy. But this day also shows us an important truth about Jesus as well. From for the very first day of his public ministry, we see this truth evident. That the hand and touch of Jesus heals. And we'll explore that concept this morning, for his hand and touch is active in our lives. The hand and touch of Jesus healed the people at Capernaum. Our text picks up where last week's gospel text had ended, and we see the continuation of Jesus' long day of ministry. Already on this day, the Sabbath, Jesus has taught in the synagogue, and he has cast out a demon. But his day is about to get much, much longer. Mark records that immediately after Jesus leaves the synagogue, he's confronted with another issue. The word immediately is a common one in the Gospel of Mark, and we'll see it all over as we study this gospel this year. In the first chapter alone, it's used 9 times, and it's used twice in our text. The word immediately shows the urgency and the importance of Jesus' ministry and his march towards the cross. As Jesus enters the home of Peter, the disciples immediately tell him about Peter's mother-in-law, and she's not doing very well. She's lying with a fever and can't get up. Fevers often show a serious illness. And remember, they have no ibuprofen or Advil to help with these kind of things either. But once Jesus hears about her, he decides to take action. Mark records, "And Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them." The hand and touch of Jesus healed the woman. Her recovery is so remarkable and so great that she actually begins to serve them. Often in our lives, and we have fevers, and once they break or subside, the last thing we want to do is to get up and to entertain people, or to get up and to serve them, and to have some guests over. But not her. Her recovery is amazing, and she begins to serve. But again, we'll see our Lord's long day continue. Once the sun goes down and the Sabbath ends, Peter hears a knock at the door. And he opens it up to find a big surprise. The whole city of Capernaum is standing before it. And we see the hand and touch of Jesus at work once again. For the people brought their sick and their demon-possessed, and Jesus heals them as well. Nothing is too big for him, and nothing is too small for him either. He healed the people at Capernaum. But what about today? Does Jesus take care of, does Jesus help us in sickness and disease like he took care of and helped the people at Capernaum in our text? The answer is Yes, he still does these things today. Jesus still takes care of and helps us, and we confess that in the Apostles' Creed. When we confess that together, we confess that God has made us and that he still, keyword still, takes care of us. We confess that he provides us with all that we need to support our body and life. We confess that he protects us from harm and danger and that he guards us from all evil. Imagine if he didn't do any of those things, how bad and bleak would our lives be? And he does these things out of his love and goodness without any merit or worthiness in you or in me. The hand and touch of Jesus is really active in our lives, and it's often through means. God works in our everyday lives through means, and he works behind the scenes as well. He works through doctors and nurses with the guidance that they give us. He works through their skills and their abilities and through the care and treatments that they provide. He works through medicine, surgery, to produce the desired outcomes and effects. He works through our jobs, ourselves, our families, and others to take care of and to provide for us. The hand and touch of Jesus is active in our lives. And I've seen it in my own as well. Many of you know that my sister Caitlin was diagnosed with leukemia when she was only 18 months old. She stopped walking and started to regress physically. There were some days she would just lay in bed and cry because of her pain and discomfort. And after doing some tests, they found out that it was cancer. But during her time of treatment, I saw God at work in her life. He cared for her through the doctors and nurses and her family. He helped her with the treatments, chemo, and surgeries that she had until the day she went home. Were there times when the doctors were wrong and the treatments didn't work how we would have hoped? Yes. Did she ultimately not get better? Unfortunately, that was the case. But did that mean that God didn't care, or that he wasn't active, or that he didn't love her or my family? When the same happens in our lives, does it mean the same things? Not at all. Of course not. We're not always helped or healed how we would have liked, but that doesn't mean that God isn't faithful, that God doesn't love us, or that he isn't with us. We don't know why we're not healed or helped on, and same with our loved ones, but it's not a thought to dwell on. Caitlin had a bigger problem than just leukemia. Peter's mother-in-law had a bigger issue than just a fever. The people of Capernaum had bigger problems than sickness and demon possession. They had a problem with sin. We do as well. Sin is the cause of sickness, disease, and death in our world. These things were never intended by God, but are solely a result of sin. But remember, the hand and touch of Jesus heals. It heals spiritually, and it forgives, and it saves, as we talked about in our hymn. The people at Capernaum didn't realize that sin was their bigger problem, and they wanted Jesus to stay for the wrong reasons. They wanted him to stay because he could heal physically, not because he was the Savior. Sometimes we can be like the people of Capernaum in a similar way. We can forget about our need for spiritual healing, the need for forgiveness. But Jesus knows and realizes our greatest need. He came to preach, to heal, and to die for you and for me. His realization, the problem with sin, explains the urgency and the importance of his mission, ministry, and his march to the cross. For his ministry led him there, where he stretched forth out his hands upon it to save humanity. There he bore our sin, the very cause of sickness, death, and disease in our world. His hands held him there as he bore the punishment that we deserved so that we could be made right in God's sight. And with these very nail-pierced hands, he proclaims that you are forgiven, that you are saved, that you are right with God. These hands proclaim that he does care for us, that he is faithful, that he is with us. These hands proclaim that we will one day enjoy a new heaven and a new earth with him, where there's no more tears, no more sickness, no more pain, and no more death. The hand and touch of Jesus is active in our lives, and we are forgiven of our sin. But with these very nail-pierced hands, he also invites us to come to him just like the disciples did. The disciples didn't always understand everything that Jesus taught and did, but they did understand to bring their problems to him, like they did with Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus invites us to do the same because he is faithful, because he sincerely cares for you and for me and the problems that we have in our lives. He cared for the people in Capernaum, and he cares for you and me as well. Jesus took care of our greatest need, and he will do what is best for us in him as his forgiven and loved children. Our Lord's first day of ministry was a busy one, but it shows us some very important truths. It shows us that we have a loving, compassionate, and merciful God who healed not just the people of Capernaum, but one who takes care of you and me as well. It shows that we have a Savior that forgives us of our sin and who makes us right with God. And it shows us that we have a Savior who invites us to take our problems and our concerns to him. And we have one who invites us to his table. In his name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.